Well, there's one place that I think a lot of New Orleanians will recognize in your book, and it's that little pavilion near the front of Audubon Park that was adopted by your family. And I wonder if you'd read from the book your description of finding that.
Sure, I'd be happy to. As we continued to walk, I saw 100 yards further along, perched on a rise at the edge of the sinuous lagoon that runs through Audubon Park, a beautifully proportioned, small, round pavilion. It had a green, overhanging roof supported by 8 square white columns arranged in a circle. This elegant structure appealed to me. More than that, it beckoned. I felt a certain magic in its form and sight. It was like a modest temple sitting on a gentle hill. The park's lagoon curved around it, giving the pavilion a water view in 3 directions. Across the water, through a heavy screen of oak and water azalea, the golf course and open park space were ablaze, lit by the afternoon sun. Just beyond the site was the spot at the edge of the lagoon where Gail and I had fed the swans on Sunday mornings as children. Up close, it was apparent that the hillock was in poor shape, its slopes nearly bare, gullies cut deep into its contours. Although the round roof could shed water in all directions, no gutter channeled the heavy rains into a dry well. The concrete floor was cracked, the built-in benches dilapidated, the white paint on the rafters was peeling, and some of the columns sagged. Many of them sported graffiti. Judging from the scrawled dates, the little building had not been cleaned in years. I loved the location. It stood near the formal gateway to Audubon Park. Tulane University was visible across St. Charles Avenue, as were the streetcars rumbling along the avenue's neutral ground. 50 yards away was a well-equipped, well-used playground, complete with restrooms, where I imagined my grandchildren swinging and sliding, playing amid with other children who lived in New Orleans. The site was prominent and visible, and in the hearts of a neighborhood where most of our family had lived for generations. This beautiful, iconic structure, in a perfect location, spoke of New Orleans and the past. To me, it said my family. It said my city. How appropriate it would be, I was thinking, to set our own family roots in this lovely 385-acre park, purchased by the city for the site of the World Cotton Centennial in 1884, and then in 1886 dedicated as Audubon Park. In 1897, John Charles Olmsted, who was sequentially the nephew, stepson, and then business partner of the world-celebrated landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted, began his design of the park's romantic landscape. At that time, most of the members of our family lived within a few blocks of the property. "Let's adopt this pavilion, if the park authorities will allow us to," I said. Gail and Harvey, who looked at me as if I had lost my reason. "It's waterfront property and with sunset views," I teased. "The best real estate in town," we walked on. I couldn't get that little building out of my mind. None of my cousins were interested. But Gail volunteered to contact the Audubon Nature Institute about adopting it as a family memorial. Our idea and the contribution were accepted, and the work proceeded. Then Katrina struck, fortunately not doing much damage to our little pavilion. But everything stopped for a while as New Orleans struggled to begin again.
Oh, and so many of us walk past that pavilion every day.
Do you?
So thank you.
There's a plaque right in the base
of it. I know.
A little bronze plaque.
And right.
We're very pleased to have done that. There's a slight continuation of the story that was so nice at the dedication which our family came to and some other people came to. We learned from the Audubon Institute that the contributions that Gail and I had made were in excess of what was necessary to repair the building, and it helped to buy a truck that was used in the refurbishing and the cleaning up of the park after Katrina.
Well, that was great. We all needed all the help we could get there.
Right.
So thank you.
You're welcome.